ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is this: what are the characteristics of the person who wants to propagate the religion of Islam? And let's see, everybody can use these characteristics as a guideline and a criteria to assess whether, you know, he has these characteristics and consequently can be a propagator of Islam or not. The first is knowledge of religion, or what we call in Arabic, at-tafaqquh fid-deen. It's been narrated, the Prophet said, no one can support the cause of the religion of Allah, the exalted, except for the one who is well-versed in all of its aspects. So what the first characteristic is that the person should have knowledge of religion. The second is that a person should, when he's propagating religion, he should refer to the words of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim. It's been narrated, Abdus Salam ibn Saleh al-Harawi said, I heard Abul Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam saying, may Allah have mercy on anyone who revives our cause. I asked, how does he revive your cause? To which he replied, he learns our sciences and teaches them to the people. For verily, if people were to know the goodness in our speech, they would follow us. Another characteristic which is necessary for the propagator of religion and Islam is sincerity, or what we call in Arabic, ikhlas. In the Holy Quran, God says, I do not ask any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of the worlds. This is Allah speaking on behalf of the Prophet and saying, telling him to say to the people that as there is no recompense, the Prophet should not ask any recompense for his delegation and his mission of conveying what Allah has sent down on him in the form of the revelation. Another characteristic that is necessary for the person who propagates Islam and religion is courage. In the Holy Quran we read, such as deliver the messages of Allah and fear Him and fear no one except Allah, and Allah suffices as a reckoner. The Prophet has been narrated as having said, speak the truth and let no one's blame for obeying Allah affect you. And he also said, let not the fear of people prevent you from speaking the truth when he sees or witnesses it, for verily, telling the truth or reminding others of a great event, meaning the hereafter, will neither hasten death nor delay sustenance. Another one of the characteristics of the propagator of religion is kindness. The Prophet said, ease and do not cause hardship when propagating, and comfort and do not nauseate. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the person who propagates religion and Islam in the words and in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.